Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Stick it in me bum.
That's a good idea. Look at this.
Doug, the guy you're going to play golf with today is wearing a gimp mask and Daisy Dukes.
I know. I saw him in the bathroom.
I walked in to use the little wizard's room, and I opened the door, and there's Cucky in a half shirt in Daisy Dukes and you.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to get out of there just as fast as I could go.
And now the gentleman's wearing a gimp mask.
And they're okay with that here at Tepa? That's okay? That's
yeah, I think when Gary Player designed the course, he wore a gimp mask.
I don't think he did.
And there are young females here that Big Al has cornered.
Yeah.
They're trying to get away.
It wasn't a pony show in there. Don't get too close to me.
I texted a picture of that to my wife, and she said, what in tarnation? Yeah.
Look who's here now. Doug, we haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 22nd President of the United States,
Woodrow Wilson.
Jimmy the Bull and the right. Apache is here as well.
Back.
Unbelievable. I didn't even know they're here.
Well, have a seat, Bull. Let's hear what you're
Doug,
up to.
Doug, this is just old money. This is
it just reeks of it, doesn't it?
Where are the Danforths and Orthwines?
Where
are they on the Merrimack? Or?
One of them.
Sit down. Grab a seat, boys.
Come on, Bull.
Sit down, Bull.
They're back.
We didn't know where
they
went.
They're back and better than ever.
But here they
are. El Gato. It's good to see you.
Good to see you,
Doug,
my
that's
friend.
Spanish for the cat, the right. Apache.
We're shaking in hands like
that. Yeah, I notice you do that. And yeah, there's a certain weird to it.
Right.
Bull, it's great to see you. Apache,
yeah.
It's great to see you.
Right.
Where have you guys been?
Bull had a near-death experience.
Retirement,
baby. I mean, just
don't
living the good life with Paddywhack. Paddywhack's listening. She couldn't make it. She has a job, and I said, woman, get your, you know what, to work, because the bull needs a new pair of shoes.
Nice. So, classy as the day is long.
So, you know,
you got
hey,
your woman
man,
under control.
I got her like this, my friend.
Look at that.
Visual.
Right. Under the thumb.
You know, it's wonderful.
So, man, we've just been enjoying. He's the busy one.
Patchy, what do you have going on? Talk. Make sure you're talking into a microphone if you could. Larry Nichols wearing the gimp mask.
Retirement plans, Tim.
401k strong to quite strong.
Refinances
that's a retirement
of my
plan.
Rental properties.
Yep.
Working full time. I was just up at Springfield Lake looking at some property up there. Nice investment home. They're asking $433. I offer them $190. I think I could roll $150.
JHC might want to have a conversation.
It's a shithole.
Oh,
you can't say that.
You can't say that. It's vile. The FCC is going to shut the whole thing down.
I warned him.
You what? He came on saying I'm going to cuss.
No, he.
Apologize.
He's an American native Indian.
Well, what is that? That's a stereotype.
Native
Americans can't.
What is he had fire water?
Oh no.
It is.
Yeah, well, I guess he actually has. By definition, there is some fireball.
So
stay
I
under
apologize.
Control, Apache.
Usually, I just feed him some morphine. He's okay, but
morphine.
But you had this heart attack, and now you look like you're okay.
I'm the bull, Doug.
That's right.
I could have probably four or five.
Yep, I agree.
No,
with that.
No big whoop.
Really?
Hold on. The bull comes back.
You look great. You look great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
you
do
look good, Apache. Well, Doug, all of our audience is getting healthy.
Hey, that's when a woman loves you like Paddywhack. Makes all the difference in the world. So,
she changed your life, didn't she?
A little bit. Yeah.
You were running free and easy.
I was
bull
going
in the paddock.
Crazy.
You found the right one, and you know what you ought to do. Send her your love with a dozen roses. First song of the day.
That was good. That wasn't bad.
She puts up with him.
Now, have you retired as a bull?
Yeah, that's why I was trying to pass on my legacy to somebody worthy, such as the Apache.
Right.
But yeah, I kind of, because after, you know, a
well,
dozen,
you said you
dozen
kinda,
or so
and
heart
it's either
attacks.
Yes or no. Oh, because of the heart attacks.
The heart
dozen
attacks.
Dozen or so. Tim.
You know, I mean, you got to step back, Jim, and like look and reflect and go,
right.
I don't know.
But only weak people need a heart to get by.
Good for you, Doug.
See?
Now, Apache,
Doug.
Are you still Are you still slaying them two at a time?
Slowing it down. I met a young lady, Little White Dove.
What does that mean?
The Apache name.
That's her name.
Her Apache name. Little White Dove.
Okay. You're like, remember yours is Sagging Loins?
No. He's Quiet Storm, is he not, Apache?
Yeah, that's
Quiet Storm.
To me, he's just a beautiful man. That's all I know.
Cole and I want to go on record as saying we got the Storm's back as far as the dotum issue.
Right.
Oh, you are anti-dotum.
We're muscle.
You're anti-dotum?
No, we're pro-discipline, as Doug preaches.
But that also encompasses being anti the freedom of Deke Dotum.
The bull suggested running a gauntlet, and if they could get by the bull and the Apache, then he's off, then he's cool.
Hit him with a bag of nickels.
But wait a minute, it's up to Tim. It's up to Storm.
But the bull has had a dozen or so heart attacks. I don't know what kind of gauntlet that would be.
A very easy one. But, I mean, my point is Doug is in charge of log. Discipline is the key. And as he's told me before in private, he practices that in the boy dungeon, discipline a lot. So, I mean, we're just following through. That's all.
You got to keep in line. That's right.
The greatest picture the fan page has ever seen is now up. It's Deke Dotum in a French fry bucket hat with Larry Nickel wearing a gimp mask. I think I might. Larry, what did he just do?
I don't know.
I do like the gimp.
Larry, you want a shot? Do a shot?
Now he's pacing himself to pass out by 9:30.
Hall of Famer Dave will have one.
Well, yeah, but you need a microphone. You this is radio.
Right.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure holding
Apache's
council.
Apache's got to go.
Apache, good seeing you. Give me a pound, brother.
Doug, it's great to see you, Apache. Yeah. Jimmy the Bull, I'm glad to see you battled through the dozen heart attacks, and here you are. Hall of Famer Dave, hello.
Hello. First of all, I want to say, love the show. I'm a Hall of Famer.
Kind of an awkward salute, isn't it?
I didn't really get a good feel on that.
It took me 1 hour and 39 minutes to drive from Maryland Heights to Alton to get Larry and bring him back here.
That's
to
commitment
Tackle
to Lane. Excellence, sir.
Well done.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you,
sir.
Stop at the Zig Highway, though.
That is the third one.
You've been ZHing all over the place.
How about this, Doug? Hang loose. I lived in Hawaii for 4 years.
How about that one?
Yeah,
and don't goose step if you can avoid it.
I'm a Holly all to the max, man.
Okay.
You know what that is, Doug?
No.
As a white guy in Hawaii.
Doug?
Say it again. A white guy in Hawaii is what?
Holly.
Is a holly.
Yeah, so hang a holly by a tree.
We're going to break down every racial stereotype one by one, aren't we, on this show today?
This is the greatest show ever, though. I love it. I promote it all over the place. Tim is the best. He responds to emails very quickly. Thank you very much. You sent me
a very kind email yesterday, Hall of Famer Dave.
You're welcome, Tim.
Yeah. He's a good man.
What are you doing with yourself now? You still active?
Yeah, I'm still doing that. I'm getting ready to probably be gone for about a year, so I may be off the grid for a while. Places in America.
Secret places to snuff out people.
Yeah, you got to train people for the coming whatever. So
What's coming?
I don't know, Doug.
The rapture?
How about this? He's going to help the country stay prepared.
That's exactly
right,
Chad. At
an undisclosed location. I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're in black ops or something?
No.
He's told us before he trains people.
I train people to do a job.
Yeah.
So I might.
That you can't describe to us.
But the problem is sometimes when they do it for real, you got the trainer becomes somebody that they take. So that might be it. So you never know.
I don't know what that meant. And I'm going
to. Trainer. That would be you.
The trainer. Yeah. So if you train them, say, let's just say, I'm just grasping at straws. You train people in special operations to make someone disappear. Suddenly, they can't find you. That's what you just said.
I guess something like that, yeah. But it's all cool, Doug, but I love the show, man.
He does love the show.
All right.
He's a Hall of Famer.
I promote this thing all the time.
Where?
Even the people that don't like it. Friends, relatives.
I don't believe there's anyone who doesn't like this show.
You'd be surprised, man.
No, I wouldn't.
You would be surprised at the number. They like, what? I got a text today saying, so you know Jim Hayes? I said, of course, but not really, but you know.
Yeah, and so they don't like me?
No, they love you.
All right, they don't like Doug or Tim.
They're shocked that you would talk to me, I think, is what it is.
Because he's a big, wonderful star.
Exactly.
Because I'm in regional cable, which means I'm better than other people.
I agree with that. Britt McHenry. Hall of Famer Dave, wonderful to see you. Thank you for picking up Larry. I know that's not right around the corner from here. He's one of the best in business. A Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer Dave is here.
Thank you.
Doug, look at this crowd. We're going to have 150 people are golfing here today at Tapawingo with portions of the proceeds going to Three Little Birds for Life and the Gateway Chapter of the Lymphoma Leukemia Society.
Great work by Dan Packer and Nick Yale and Melissa Marr and everybody to make this whole thing work. Look at Danny Packer right now carrying
things. That guy's a worker.
He's one of the best. We got a great staff. We got a great family. That's how this thing's been going on for a long time.
And we're very grateful to him. A great cause, because these folks are here to support the charities, yes, that may be at the top of the list, but also right next to it is to free Dota.
That's right. That's what they believe in.
Well, and I believe, if I may, Doug, I believe that children are our future.
Yeah, well, you're going out on a limb there. But the Dotem shan't be free today or any day in the near future, I wouldn't think, no matter.
And what about the children?
Well,
you want to lock them up too?
No, the children are fine.
Iggy has the DB's exit poll for us here, and I'm anxious to hear the questions. And you know what I'm also anxious to do? Answer the questions. It's time for the DB's exit poll.
The exit poll is powered by DB's Sports Bar in Soulard.
This is a great question.
Ooh, interesting question.
I didn't care for the question.
I don't know. This is a hard question.
That's the stupidest question ever, Doug. Just shut up for this segment.
DB's has awesome food and drinks served by the finest ladies in St. Louis.
All right, what do you have?
You ready?
Yeah, let's do it and do it well.
Number one, I like this question, and it's because of the different age group. It pertains to everybody. Who was your 90s crush? Your 90s crush.
Nice. This is well done. I like this right out of the gate. The answer is Chasey Lane for everybody, though.
No, it isn't. Some of us don't know who she is.
Chasey Lane is my official answer.
90s. Pamela Anderson, is that when she
was? Yeah, that was a nice
Baywatch.
Yeah, Baywitch.
You know, I guess that's who it'd be.
Linda Carter.
Oh, wow. Wonder Woman.
Wasn't that more like 78?
Yeah, it was earlier than 90s, that's for sure.
She's, even at age 60, she still looked great. She's my Wonder Woman, by the way. They're remaking it.
Yeah.
Linda Carter or nothing. I don't care that she's 90 and she's covered in age spots.
Right.
Covered in age spots.
Some of those can be lightened with liver spot medication.
What about lemon juice? Does that work?
I don't think it does.
Lemon juice is good for chiggers,
though. I'd like to find something good for chiggers.
Iggy, do you have a second question in this DB's exit poll?
I do. Person you would most like to take a selfie with. Person you most likely would take a selfie with.
I got it. Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Got to be Joe Pesci.
I think it probably is Joe Pesci. I'll go Chasey Lane, though. I'm going to go Chasey Lane.
So we got Pesci or Lane on the board, Doug.
I think right now Donald Trump is the selfie that you'd want with.
Yeah, I don't think everyone would agree with you. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I don't care.
Larry in a gimp mask. Larry is making a return to the dais. Larry, you looked wonderful in that gimp mask. I tweeted out a picture.
Thank you. I had a question about somebody with a selfie.
Yeah. Who would you want your selfie with?
Any hot chick like Miff Dotem.
Wow.
Is that kind of a sideways way to make a play at her? Is that what that was all about?
Well, if anybody else had a choice of who they wanted to take a selfie with, Adam would be the most lesbian person on the Illinois side of ill side, which is yours truly, the WWF insider, Lane Nichol, which, by the way, my statement is sponsored every Tuesday by Jim Hayes Enterprises.
All right, what the hell are you talking about now? Larry, hey, we were saying...
Why are you trying to cuck Deke?
I wasn't trying to cuck Deke.
Clip that off.
Who are you more attracted, if you're being honest?
Yeah.
Who are you more attracted to, Mrs. Dotem or Tim, who you admitted on this show, on this day, that you had a crush on? Who are you more attracted to?
Larry,
Tim.
I was caught off guard by it. I'm flattered, don't get me wrong.
I'm going to say you're more attracted to Tim.
Well, if I didn't have to compromise his wedding valve, I would have to say Miss Dotem.
So if you left your wife, it'd be you and Larry forever together.
Right, that's exactly right. Well, thank you so much. Anna Marie appreciates that.
And how's she doing, by the way, Tim?
She's doing wonderful, Larry. 32 weeks and 5 days.
Well, if I saw a picture, she looks just as hot now as she did when I first met her.
Okay. Awkward, but nice.
And what about Tim?
Tim never changes.
That's right.
Still hot.
You saw Jimmy Fallon on Tom Cruise last night. I feel like I'm aging like Tom Cruise.
What about Tom Cruise?
I feel like I'm aging like him.
He just said that.
Yeah, you age. You never aged, Tim.
That was the point.
Who's better looking, Tim McKernan or Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Tim McKernan.
Nice.
Well, you better leave Anne-Marie Statt.
I know. It's going to be awkward, though. Larry and I will raise my son and Alton together.
And by the way,
A gentleman just tripped over the shrubs, Doug.
Oh, no.
A gentleman just tripped over shrubs.
You okay, Shrubby?
John Shrubby, that's what they call him.
Before I get off the air again.
You'll be back.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing. I better not get suspended for eliminating by one Doug Vaughn.
Well, you haven't been suspended yet. You haven't said anything too vile.
I know, but you like to talk about people eliminating about Tim.
Well, that doesn't usually get them suspended. It just gets the gong rung.
You never know.
Right.
Well, it could happen. You
can never go wrong by saying, well, you never know, or it should be interesting.
Yeah, Doug, always interesting.
Nice. Well, thank you, Larry.
Good stuff.
All right, thank you so much. Great to see you again. I'm sure you'll drop by before we say farewell.
Yeah, farewell, everybody.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Larry. There he is.
And back to the poll.
Now, I apologize, but I love this question, so it's going to I think it's just me, Tim, and Plowsy will be able to answer this because I don't think Doug or Kat watches Game of Thrones.
Okay.
John Brebbia did a nice opening.
Yeah, he did. That was nice.
Yeah, he was sharp.
Which notable character will most likely meet their demise in the upcoming season?
That's a nice question.
It's not that nice.
I'm going to say JR.
I am Larry Hagman.
I think he's in that.
I am going to move all of my action in on this play. And I think when I say it, I think you'll agree. Queen Cersei will get shipped.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Doug, you think Cersei will get shipped?
I haven't the foggiest idea.
And who do you think will be left standing at the end? Jon Snow and Khaleesi.
Khaleesi, yes. Khaleesi and the dragons, I think, will be on the Iron Throne by the end of the season.
Wow, wow, wow.
Plowsy, I'll let you answer after I say I believe that Littlefinger will meet his demise this
Littlefinger,
season.
Doug?
Why do they call him Littlefinger?
Well, he said that as a child he was very little, and he was brought up in a little town called Finger. So that's how he got the name.
Pretty fun story.
Yeah, boy, it's fascinating writing.
I think it has more to do with
how the scriptwriters come up with this stuff, I do not know.
Go ahead, Plowhawk.
Well, I haven't watched the program yet.
this will be insightful.
I thought you finished all the seasons.
Not a Game of Thrones, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to, but I think when Tim was answering his question... I think I would go with Tim's answer. It felt very insightful.
That's
Khaleesi really and that Snow guy are going to live forever.
Snow guy.
Yeah, good work, Plowsy. Good work.
Very insightful. Thank you, Plowhawk.
All right, and final one, because I know we got to go here. More likely to fall victim to revenge porn, me or Plowboy?
Revenge
God,
porn.
Because I have an answer, neither. Because I don't think either one of you are going to be important enough for someone to get that angry about to do that to you.
I don't see the Plowhawk ever really upsetting anybody, and I don't really see you upsetting many people, but enough, perhaps with your inevitable book about St. Louis Sports Talk Radio, that you would be the answer to that, Iggy.
And I will say that, and this is probably going to be creepy as hell, but... I have at least three tapes of me having sex with women.
You Doug? Do?
From Hedo, yeah. Just set up a camera. I said, you mind?
Who's
no, let's do it.
Who was running the camera?
Merle, wasn't it Merle?
Well, that's out there somewhere, too. But that
so that's four tapes.
Well, that wouldn't be revenge porn. That's already porn.
But Merle's no longer with us.
No.
This would be just if Terry Weigel decided to release a film with you from the O'Fallon Drury Inn or whatever it was.
Wherever they were staying there.
Right.
No, but I mean... Hedo, there are three different women. That is, do you mind? We just set the camera up on the dresser and just.
That's what you do? You set it on the dresser?
And then I have something to look back on, fond memories of.
Now, do you own this tape or does somebody else have
no,
it?
No, I haven't.
But you
just got to put that on the fan page.
They could break into my house and steal it and it
could
go
just
somewhere.
Couldn't you just have taken a picture like with a seashell?
Oh, I've got those too.
All right.
Doug Buck Swope has just entered the facility and he is wearing Sergio Garcia's 2017 green jacket.
Masters champion. Taking a picture as we speak. Knock it off, Shutter Spook.
Buck Swope is now
yep,
here.
I see him. Hello, Buck.
It's quite a turnout. There's a lot of
folks. I mean, it's absolutely packed.
And you could see these are the movers and shakers.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to get done in St. Louis today.
Yeah, the not
with these
closed.
Folks.
The city is closed.
I don't know what the city is, but I think Stiefel probably is.
Yeah, all high-ranking financial executives, every last one of them.
John Vaughn embracing Buck Swope.
What do you think, Kevin?
Are you plastered already? Are you already plastered, Doughboy?
Mike Lee meeting. There's the great Dave Jackson.
Dave
Jackson looks like he could beat the crap out of everybody here at the same time. Buck Swope getting close to get a picture of the suspension logule. And all kinds of angles. It's like we're models. I feel like I'm a model.
Well, I don't.
What else do we have, Seamonster? Four Seasons Penske Truck will be the sponsor of the Cat when he's on the road. A huge series this weekend. Mets are playing better than just about anybody.
It's two teams that are playing the best baseball in Major League Baseball.
Right. And that's not the Dodgers and Royals series. It's right here in St. Louis.
Right. And the Cardinals, if they can get back to that 500 mark, then I would say you bet it all to go to finish the race and win the World
Series. 12-17.
If we can just get hot, we can win this, baby.
Nice. We might see Cespedes out here today. He plays golf everywhere he goes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Be nice to see him. Jim Brewer and Yoenis Cespedes. And then Iggy Doug puts together these drops of the week. They are presented by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Plowhawk, if you would.
Hit the lever,
Plowsy.
The Post
Plowsy. Sports Bar and Grill presents
Iggy, say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's drops of the week.
No, that's. Well, I think it's a mediocre question.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Look, I've dated some Bigfoots.
Wish Doug would have been here because he's really a good-looking man.
Tin of scold is shot at me.
I can just be on the patio with a bottle of wine. Come on up, buddy.
Easy choice. Where's the bed?
Into the sex party, bro.
It was an old lady shrub.
Tim will like me if I ask about his golf game.
Lesbians over the house.
Well, I have never drank boxed wine. Hey, kiddo.
You're just about to give birth to our first child. Take a look at this porn star I just lured to the hospital. Because you've done everything you possibly can to lure lesbians into this lair.
I got a pretty exciting life, and I'm going.
Well, whoever gets hot can run away with this baby. We're number one in murder per capita and in chlamydia.
I am back!
I'm back.
Thank you.
That Soulard twink boy is going to try and bang you, bro.
One of them sits at the foot of the bed while the others trib.
One needs holes.
I am in love with your producer, John. He is so thorough.
And these are the whites, too, for the record.
I don't know if I'm going to meet it going to baseball today. I got to know her for a long time. Southtown Club.
Let the good times roll again.
Ideally, getting sodomized.
By the delivery fella?
So you've never eaten an onion ring off a toe, then I guess that's what you're saying.
She's all woman, Doug. There's no man there.
I am the Soulard Twink Boy, and no one knows it.
They still have mosh pits? I love hearing her cuss.
I think of the three female listeners, at least two were born male.
Then you'd have to fight off Laura Prepon, which could be hot.
This show needs more lesbians.
Any snakes in your garden, guy?
Amazing. It's a Lion's Choice. Famous recipe of handoff. It's amazing.
It's a pretty good impression.
Not bad.
Thank you.
What's up, Ig?
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
Unbelievable, Doug. Great work by Iggy once again. The Post sponsors it all. So now we have the text of the day, which is four Cardinal tickets for tonight, courtesy of Tullamore Dew, the official Irish whiskey of TMA. Triple blended, triple distilled. Winner must be able to pick up the tickets from us here on site at Tapwingo. And then for the Hot Shots email of the day, which the Plowhawk, I guess, will be on the read, we're giving away a $50 gift card to Morton Steakhouse for Clayton Restaurant Week. Clayton Restaurant Week starts on Monday, July 10th. There are 15 participating restaurants that have put together three-course meals for either $25 or $35. Reservations are recommended. Check out the website for more information, claytonrestaurantweek.com. So that's coming your way. And then at 10 o'clock, brother, 25 minutes from now, we tee off for the second annual Free Dotum. And, Doug, there are already hundreds of great listeners here on hand at Tapawingo in the Mound City.
Don't say Mound City. Don't say it. You know, I'm concerned about these four Cardinal tickets we're giving away on the text line.
Yeah.
They said you have to be here to pick them
That's
up.
That's right.
So I assume that means pretty much it's this group of people that are here now.
No, there's a house on the hill right over there.
Yeah, but they're not going to come over here.
Yeah, sure they can. They could just stroll down the hill like Heidi.
That's pretty nice. That's a pretty nice.
It's a great place.
I mean, that's probably $400 worth of Cardinal tickets.
I'm telling you, Jack.
You're not getting them.
No, I'm not.
Don't worry about it.
I just want to make sure that everyone knows that you have to be here supposedly to pick them up.
Well, Tim said it pretty clearly. He is a broadcast hero.
I think we should drive home that point.
All right, drive it home again.
I think the people should know. Well, now I see a few people on their phones. Maybe they're texting you right now to try to get those tickets.
No one's listening to us right now.
No, I know they're not. They're
Janie Lesbian is. She texted me. She's really enjoying it. Wishes she could be here, Doug. Well, love the Tucky Williams interview. Tucky Williams and Iggy and the Sea Monster are like the fastest of friends.
And Cucky. Tucky and Cucky.
Tucky and Cucky.
I've listened to that podcast.
It is Tucky and Cucky.
Doug, say it.
Tucky and Tucky.
Fun, wow. Right? Fun, yeah, right?
A lot of fun. Fun.
It would be so much fun if she would happen to get on season 6 of Orange is the New Black next year.
And then Trib, which she acts like she knows nothing about.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. I don't know if Orange is the New Black
see
actually
how that plays out.
I don't know if they actually read their Twitter account since the last time they posted was like April of last year.
Orange is the New Black doesn't tweet?
They tweeted once, I think since April. It said new season now available on Netflix. That was
nice. Nice marketing. I think I found the text of the day from the 618. Can someone tweet a pic of Lady Beercats? Doug, would you like to give 4 Cardinal tickets?
No, I think that's kind of creepy.
Tim, I once transmitted, and then it gets racial, in a Granite City bathroom? Let me see.
No,
I'm just trying
I'd,
to scroll
I'd
through.
Scroll past that one.
Iggy, stop trying to pass off a bottle of Yellowtail as fancy, you catcher's mitt-faced bridge troll.
Well, atmosphere. Yeah,
the boys liked it over there. Yeah.
Atmosphere is not even close to Yellowtail, so thank you, though.
Iggy, I wish you weren't a liar. That's from Fred Astire. Great wine, bacon skin, boot face.
Doug, don't laugh at that.
I don't know where it comes from.
Why, I am. I find it funny.
Guys, Perry and I trip. Thanks, that's from Misty Plops. Damn it, Doug, not all the listeners are there. Some people have to do the heavy lifting like whole paintbrushes. That's from Painter Guy.
Okay, well, that's not my fault either. I just think if you're busy painting all day, you're not going to be able to come pick up the tickets, nor will you win it with a text like that.
So Doug, my mom found your leather tankini and gimp mask in our guest room. She doesn't want to know whose they are or why they're there, but wants to know if you need them washed.
His mother found them. Okay. All right.
I think that should win.
I don't think so. There's got to be a better one than that.
Well, I'm scrolling through, and some of these would get us thrown off the air if I were to read them.
Okay.
All right, there.
No,
there's a
no, we're not. Okay,
see?
Give it to the last one.
Yeah, right,
yes,
there it
give
is.
It to the last
Mike
one.
Lee. Mike Lee is holding he's holding a bag of peanuts where his ween is and shaking it at you.
Don't do that, Mike. Don't let him talk you into that.
And now we have Lasses making drinks right to our left.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. Hello, ladies.
She looked at you like, oh, the old guy said something.
Iggy and Tim, care to share a glass of St. James while we go to the National Trib Seminar at the Renaissance next week? That's from Boyle Man.
No. I guess you could give it to the one about the...
Yeah, you already awarded
mother
it.
Found something.
So We'll see if that person wins. Plowhawk, are you going to be on the email read?
Yep, have most of them printed out. I'm going to go check and see maybe a last couple entries. But, yeah, for the most part, a decent batch of emails.
All right, there you go. So we'll have that coming up, plus the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. And I
well,
hope some
we
guys...
we heard those. Oh, those were the drop.
That's right, totally different thing. And I noticed a lot of guys are shaved so well, and I wonder if they did it with Harry's. I bet they did, because that's what I use. Harry's is all about what a great shave is at a fair price. Great news, Harry's is so confident you will love their blades, they're giving you their set for free, just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set Ergonomic Handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's almost $20 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for our listeners. If you use the promo code INSIDESTL at harrys.com when you check out, get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer, almost a $20 value for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Today.
Nice read.
Today.
Nice.
Right now it's time for the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
And Bobby Magic texted me yesterday to find out which two nines we were playing so he could plan our strategy.
Here's your strategy. Hit it long and straight. How about that? You really need to think about it any more than that? Hit the drive as long as you can. Keep it in the fairway. Get your approach shot. How about this? Aim at the flag. And then pull out the flat stick and give it a roll. And I'll tell you what, if we get hot, we might just win this baby.
Cut two.
And that's Hank's Bowl in Trenton, Missouri?
Trenton, Illinois.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a big six-lane house, yeah.
Doug, you like that six-lane house?
Don't say six-lane house. And who cares about this stuff?
Cut three.
People were Facebook DMing me while I was on vacation, just in a tizzy about some pit bull segments. And it just, it gives me such, and I could be, I mean, I'm out there with my father and my brother, and we're playing golf, and it's like as good as it gets, and then I get that, and then I look at it, I'm like, ah, it's just immediately, it's like, you know, I'm like the Wicked Witch of the West. I just start melting. I'm like, God, just leave me alone. I don't care. I have nothing to do with it. Why'd you guys play the Timberfake fight on Monday? I have no idea. I had nothing to do with it. Stupid. I switch a station. Great.
Cut four.
Do you know what a cuckold is or a cuck scenario?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it's very popular with like the
very popular
mid-30s, early 40s relationships. Spice it up a little bit. Sometimes you have a fetish. Do lesbians have the same thing? Do you know like a lesbian couple maybe been together for 8 or 10 years to spice it up? One of them sits at the foot of the bed while the other's trib, or have you heard of this?
No, I've never heard of that.
Cut five.
3-0, a couple of men on. He's already homered once, and you give him a fastball right down central. Come on, Leaker.
Hey, Gersh, two words. Giancarlo Stanton, get him.
Come on, Leaker. Gave up 9 hits and 3 2/3. Let's limit that hit count. Let's limit the number of balls leaving the yard. Don't let him go a yard. No more yard work. Come on, Leaker. I tell you what, if we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
Cut six.
And again, it's stuff that's all true. He just puts a snarky little spin on it, and it gets people going.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like Keanu Reeves cast in The Matrix. Or,
right. Like that.
Or even Bill and Ted. You know, it's like, not necessarily a good actor, but he's good
trying to win a sandwich.
And, you know,
that's all there is to it.
That context.
It's important to know who's people meant to.
You can overanalyze things.
I disagree.
Cut seven.
Very nice.
And Doug.
Hey, Doug.
You got anything for Jim Hayes this morning, Mike?
Yes, my peanut like a baby.
A peanut?
Yeah, and you, mommy, why I got small peanut, I can't make love with my wife.
Mike, pot him down. Pot him down.
Gosh.
That's the best of our work.
God,
pretty impressive.
And it's a little deflating.
And it's so different than everything else we've done for the last decade.
What?
You could play the cuts of the week. You could play them last week, the week before. It all sounds the same.
What are you talking about?
We're saying pretty much the same
Doug
stuff.
Doug is saying that we spin our wheels, that we don't really move in a positive direction. We just
look at all these people here, Doug. They love you.
No, they're here for the golf. Here for some golf.
On a beautiful day.
Boy, it is a great
in the
day.
Mound City.
Don't say Mound City, but it is a great day. We really have had great golf weather so far this season.
Yeah, we ought to be shaving strokes.
Yeah, well, journalism takes priority over shaving strokes.
If you wear pants, it shaves 4 strokes off your game.
Pants as opposed to a short?
Right. Wonder if anybody's wearing a pant. Is anybody wearing a pant?
No. You feel like...
Oh, Hipster Tower Go South has denim on.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed on the course with blue jeans.
For this event, you're allowed.
Yeah, I think it's kind of.
You think you'd take it more seriously if you wore pants? Something in a
it shaves
slack?
4 strokes off your game. Studies show.
All right, you probably get fewer chiggers. Boy, I am lousy with chigger bites.
I don't think they're chigger bites. I think you got some sort of disorder.
Oh, you don't know how I've suffered.
Next thing you got goiters. It starts with the little welts, and now you're going to get a goiter.
I don't think I've got a goiter, but boy,
you don't get
chiggers.
A chigger bite on your arm.
Yeah, you do. You get them all over the place. I got them down there on the ankle, too. Oh, boy, you wouldn't want to be me right about now.
Doug, look at all these people. They're here for you.
No, that's not the case. They're here for the donuts. They're here for the alcohol and for the golf.
Joe Roderick lost 60 pounds for you.
Yeah. Well, no, again, it wasn't for me. It was for his own heart condition. Friendly stopped bringing in all that fried chicken, and you know, he stopped eating a whole fryer every week.
There goes Larry again.
Yeah, hello, Nixie. You know what else, too?
It helped reduce the mileage on Roderick's car.
Yep.
When they stopped bringing in fried chicken.
Larry's just making his way around. There's the great Eric Mastersmith. He's a wonderful gentleman.
I saw Cam Jansen.
Is here. Doug, they're all here. Yeah, I mean, you can say they're not, but they are.
Doesn't this start at 10? Shouldn't they be getting to their carts? And
people
are
just shaving strokes.
A lot of golfers like a little fellowship before they start competing.
Yep.
That's what we're seeing now, Doug.
Yep. You'll see it at Royal Birkdale in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, well.
Because once the golf starts, I mean, people get hot. You know, they get locked in.
Get right down to business.
Yeah, this is what it's going to look like at Belrive next August for the 100th playing of the PGA Championship.
You think the pro golfers will look like this group to you?
I do. I don't think you could tell the difference.
I've already seen Speed's outfit.
Yeah, see?
Denim short, cutoff shirt, and a gimp mask.
Yep, that's what Jordan Spieth will be teeing off with. Belrive.
All by Under Armour.
Bud Select is the sponsor of our events. It's the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. And we have a TMA Live coming up at Hot Shots in Bridgeton in 6 days. And then the next day, the Duel in the Sun, part two at Normandy, me versus Jennings. And I got to be honest with you, if Jennings is out there shooting red numbers, Doug, I don't know how long I am for this world.
He shot a one under par?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Yikes. I mean, that's pretty serious stuff.
Well, he's a talented golfer.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to be playing all the time to shoot.
But he doesn't. 71? Jennings, Iggy, you heard him say that. He shot one under.
Yeah, and he doesn't play that much.
I'm in trouble, brother.
I think you win.
Wow, wow, wow.
I think Big Al being in the foursome is going to get to Jay. I think Jay will have a few brews. He'll have a few bad shots in a couple of holes, and he'll just mail it in.
Think so. What? I need. Maybe I can get some, like, foot whores there. Are there foot whores? Doug, are there such a thing?
I'm sure, yeah.
Doug, get on it.
There are. I don't think a woman necessarily thinks of herself as
Doug,
a whore.
Doug, check your Rolodex.
Shoe off. But that would be enough, just one shoe.
That's all I need. That's all I need, I think, to get to the second. Iggy, who are you playing in the second round? Billy Shackalady?
I have to play the winner of PGA Pro Dan and Cucky.
Oh, my God. That's a star-studded second-round matchup. Yeah. That's a feature grouping.
Right.
That's Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy in Minnesota.
Sounds like he's in the group.
I know Cucky got a little upset because after you posted, congratulations, sir, I said we're on a collision course for the finals. PGA Pro Dan responded, well, you got to beat me first, Diggy. And I said, oh, I didn't know you already played Cucky.
Oh, damn, Gina. This Fan Pin Club Championship is one for the ages. And look at this gentleman. I think this might be Crimson Callahan. Doug, that's Crimson Callahan, and look at his getup.
I saw him walk through, and I was
wearing?
Like, and I said, that guy's like a real golfer.
He's got lavender golf shoes.
Look at those shoes. That looks like the pimp Clark Griswold bought rims from when he made a wrong turn in Vacation. Crimson Callahan, that's on Iggy's team. This guy's going to be on the tour.
I have not seen Crimson since I pushed him out of the golf cart at the 590 Open about 10 years ago.
He played the role of Mickey Carroll.
Mickey Carroll, I pushed him out of the cart, and I haven't seen him since.
Well, he's hurt. He was laid up for a while, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what it's all about, Doug. Can you sit back kind of like the Lord on the seventh day and say, you know what, my work is good?
I'm not sure that I have that kind of confidence at the moment, no. But, you know, we'll get through it, I guess. This too shall pass. That's what I'm thinking.
Mike Lee is getting a picture with the girls serving drinks.
Right.
That'll be all over Facebook. Multiple.
He gets a little extra hand in there. Did you notice?
Yes, he does.
He has a lingering hand.
He pulls them in very tight.
And then they're like ready break, and he leaves the hand in place.
Yes, he does. Yeah, Cletus coaches him up a little bit. I don't know. I mean, with Crimson Callahan, you, Iggy, and Cletus, and who's your fourth? Danity Stack.
TFK. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long hitter there. I mean, it might be nothing for Crimson Callahan.
If we're putting well and our short game's well, we'll be okay.
This is the kind of tournament.
Everybody says.
That's what everybody says. If we're putting okay and we get there, if we get greens in regulation, we can putt, we'll be okay.
Of course. What if one group gets hot?
Boy, if somebody gets hot, they can win this baby.
Well, I want to make sure I thank the audience. Couldn't be more grateful. We love our audience. They have been with us now for 13 years, and they show up, and they sell out a golf tournament in less than 12 hours.
Thank you, everybody.
God bless the audience. God bless the sponsors. And God bless Three Little Birds for Life and the Gateway Chapter of the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Oh, look at
this. And Doug, look at this. Neil, Allen, Craig, Paquette. They have jerseys.
Right there.
Well done.
The fake tuxedos on the front and the name on the back. Very nice, fellas.
Larry, I feel like you're... This is like Henry Fonda in Golden Pond. You don't know where you are.
No.
What's going on? Stop on by for the ninth time, would you? And with
don't
a shot, another,
feed him.
Another
don't feed him anymore little alcohol. Shot.
What's going on?
Well, I know I'm at Tabawingo with the 2017 Free Throwing Open.
Are you going to play at all? Are you going to hit a few?
I'm not playing today.
Because you have a match tomorrow at Bell Reef for the member guest.
No, I got other plans tonight.
Oh, yeah, a little night golf. Night putting?
No, I'm going to Grafton.
He did tell.
For the wrestling.
Yeah, for the wrestling tonight.
Right. Oh, that match. I thought you're talking like golf match, but this is a wrestling match.
Yeah, wrestling.
They ever hold like a wrestling event at Bell Reef? Have they done that?
I don't believe they have. Not yet.
It's about
not
time. It's about time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Larry. You got to call out there. Call one of the Tuckers and see if they'll get that done for you. All right, Larry. Anything else to say before we get to the Plowhawk and the emails?
Nothing. God bless America.
Oh, what a wonderful sentiment. What a wonderful sentiment. All right, Plowhawk, go ahead. It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day.
Get your scoring pens ready.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
You boys ready?
Yes.
Sorry, I had to clear my throat. Hey, okay. Boys. Big savings on the Viagra alternative, Sildagafil. The same active ingredient in Dotem is now available in a twink form, Sildagafil. Same raging results with 80% savings. Sildagafil savings are available at Butter Squirrel Bang a Sports Anchor Pharmacy in St. Louis. All Butter Squirrel Bang a Sports Anchor Pharmacy needs is Tim's name, and Doug will do the rest, discreetly and professionally, in the back of his Mercedes. Save 80% on your twink medication by calling Butter Squirrel today. 855-282-8255 or visit
that's
them online at buttersquirrelbangasportsanchorpharmacy.com. Free mail-out option is available. That is from River De Pere Yacht Captain.
Doug, did they buy out CVS?
I think they did.
Good read,
River
De Pere.
Yeah, you're having a nice read today, Plowhawk.
Yacht Captain.
Morn, in honor of such a fine day, a haiku. Drop my skid-marked pant.
No,
steamy hole tastes like meat pie. Ah, yes. Tasty waste. Twink about it. That is from Tunnels 12,000.
Very good read, Plowsy.
That's a nice read.
You're
a nice
today,
read.
Buddy. It shouldn't have been read at all. Tunnels 12,000.
Guys, Plops here. Tim, it was nice to finally meet you in person last night and shake your hand. I'd like you to know that I will never wash this hand again. However, that life choice was already in place because in 2004, I met the actress who played Joe on The Facts of Life at a batting cage, and we pressed flesh. The highlight of my night, though, was without a doubt meeting Iggy. When I walked in, I thought, wow, he looks like a skin tag that Jimmy Buffett had removed.
Oh, no.
He didn't stay long, which is what I assume most people hope for when hanging out with him. And when he left, something strange happened. He passed by me on his way out, and I shook his hand and say, it was nice to finally meet you. His reply, he says, good. Tim, this guy is an effing snootful, and I absolutely love him. Also, sorry for the one-star Yelp review, but you didn't have strong enough grab bars at the at the toilet. I flew right off that thing, crashed through the door, and ended up ass over ankles on some poor family's table. I'm still picking calamari out of my bush, but it's all good because I forgot my lunch today. Thanks for the memories, Misty Plops.
Doug, has that sentence ever been uttered before?
I don't, that was the first. Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Doug, it's one of your favorites. Here we go. Hey, jabronis. I played golf yesterday with my step-uncle Scott, who's a big bear of a man. On our way to one tee box, we see an old Leatherface driving by. Riding shotgun was a cutout of Jason Duffner. And the bleach blonde bacon-faced bastard got out of the car. I noted that the residue left behind looked like the golf cart got a spray tan. As we were about to tee off, I felt the ground shake.
No, it wasn't an earthquake. It went that Butch Laura Davies and that bull Nancy Lopez wrestling on the ninth green. Nancy finished Laura off with a fupa flop from the top of the golf cart. Even though there was a lot of flesh flapping around, it kind of turned me on. I turned my focus to my step-uncle Scott. By the third hole, I was in the woods banging that big bear while thinking of the fupa flop from earlier, as well as Doug's bottom. Forever and always, Mae Young's newborn hand.
That's a nice email.
It is. Very strong.
It was bad. Mae Young's newborn hand.
Gentlemen and Doug's fupa. This morning, I awoke fully swole with my Scooby-Doo underoos full of pre. Why is that? Unlike that as a vial, but still needed. Unlike that sham of a holiday that is the 4th, today is all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of sending an occasional vial electronic communication towards a married father of 3. Just like the smell of napalm in the morning, nothing gets your juices flowing quite like the thought of grabbing a stiff, smooth... I thought I read that one thoroughly. That is from Neil Allen, Craig Paquette. Kind of got a little vial there at the end. Yeah.
Right,
I apologize. I couldn't finish that email.
Thanks so much, fellas. Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
Morning, fellas. We all know that golf is a gentleman's sport. Be that as it may, I have some gentlemanly advice for Doug before he tees off. Maintain balance. This is key to achieving your goal. Don't become too hands-oriented. You want the hands and body to work in sync. Practice your tempo, and for Pete's sake, slow it down. Now just relax and let it go. With these 4 tips, your ball should explode all over my chest, and you're ready to win the golf tournament. I'll see you boys in the clubhouse. That is from the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Doug, I think he's actually here. He's wearing denim.
I saw that. They won't let him on the course.
We can wrap it up with a small one if you guys want.
Sure.
Hey, boys.
All right.
So Roderick and Larry illustrated an important point today. There are different ways to live a healthy lifestyle. On the one hand, you can work out 3 hours a day and eat health shakes and supplements. But on the other hand, you can wash down a few breakfast donuts and a square with a half pint of cinnamon whiskey and some wine. Thanks. That is from Timmy Tom Tom, and that is what we have for email of the day.
Boy, a lot to choose from, Doug.
Timmy Tom Tom.
To choose from.
There were 3 that I wrote down. So the River to Pair Yacht Captain, Misty Plops, Mae Young's Newborn Hand, all at the top of the list. But I'm going Mae Young's Newborn Hand.
Well, I'm not going to go that direction.
Well, you should.
I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Plops, Misty Plops.
Those are the 2 that I liked. I'm going Mae Young's Newborn Hand.
Damn it, Lucas.
Mae, it was an honor to meet Misty Plops. Don't get me wrong. But I got to go with the best, and that's Mae Young's newborn hand. Well, Doug, it's time for us to shut it down, and that means it's time for us to shave strokes. We're about to tee things off here for the 2nd annual Free Dotem Golf Tournament. Deke Dotem's here. Mrs. Dotem is here. And really, they're the faces of this station, aren't they?
Well, they shouldn't be. What does that say about us? The most vile among us are the face of the station?
And there's Chris Garden.
Well, hello, Gardsy.
Yeah, see, so there it is. Hipster Tower Grove South making, he's pressing flesh.
All these people seem to know each other.
Yeah,
imagine
they do.
That. They surf time together.
Time for us to shut it down. Frank's up next. It's the Lion's Choice. Famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For all the listeners here today at Tapawingo. For the Plowhawk back in the studios, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn and Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios at Tapawinga.